Now, verse 17. Now, while Peter doubted in himself what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house, and they stood before the gate, and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. Arise, therefore, get thee down, go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Now Simon Peter is to go to Caesarea, asking no questions. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius, and said, behold, I am he whom ye seek. What's the cause whereof ye are come? And now they give the explanation. They said, Cornelius, the centurion, a just man, one that feareth God and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by a holy angel to send for thee into his house and to hear of thee. Then called he them in and lodged them, and on the morrow Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. Now there's quite a little delegation going up. Now will you notice, and the morrow after they entered into Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them, and had called together his kinsmen and near friends. You see, he had quite a bit of influence, and he wanted his friends and his relatives to share in this. And so he went in, and as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. You see, Cornelius is a pagan. He's heathen. He's told to send for this man, so he must be somebody. And so he falls down to worship Simon Peter. Now, notice what Peter said. This is interesting, friend. Simon Peter would never have let you kiss his big toe, I'll tell you that. He just wouldn't permit it. Listen to this. But Peter took him up, saying, stand up. I myself also am a man. I'm just a man. Peter reached down and lifted him up, you see. And he said, stand up. I'm a man. I like the way he did that. Now, notice what he does here in Caesarea. And he broke, actually, the first rule of homiletics in his message. He offers an apology. Will you notice this, what he says here? And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. Simon Peter still doesn't quite understand, and he's at the home of a Gentile. Listen to him now. He said unto them, ye know how that it is unlawful thing for a man that's a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. Now, friends, that's not a nice way to begin a message. That's not very friendly. But God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. My friend, that is an insult. Simon Peter says, if you really want to know how I felt about this, well, I didn't want to come. I've never been in the home of a Gentile before, and I just haven't been in where it's unclean. May I say to you, ladies listening today, and those of you that are housekeepers, have a home, suppose you have a visitor, and the visitor comes in and says, my, what a dirty house you have. May I say to you, you wouldn't feel very friendly to that individual. That's, in substance, what Simon Peter's saying at this particular time. What a tremendous thing it is.